Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen. Today we're reading Esther 1 through 2. Welcome to Esther. I always love reading about strong women in biblical times. And during the pandemic, the Sight and Sound Theater in Branson offered up their live shows online, and we watched the show on Esther. It was absolutely incredible. And it's at the Branson Theater again this year in 2024. So if you want to plan a trip, I'm including a link to go see the show Queen Esther at the Sight and Sound Theater. It truly is remarkable if you've never been. It's huge, a big, amazing space, and they do a great job of making these biblical stories come to life. And here is more on Esther from Got Questions, of course, under the practical application. The book of Esther shows the choice we make between seeing the hand of God in our circumstances in life and seeing things as merely coincidence. God is the sovereign ruler of the universe, and we can be assured that His plans will not be moved by the actions of mere evil men. Although His name is not mentioned in the book, His providential care for His people, both individuals and the nation, is evident throughout. For instance, we cannot fail to see the Almighty exerting influence over King Xerxes' timely insomnia. Through the example of Mordecai and Esther, the silent love language our Father often uses to communicate directly to our spirits is shown in this book. Esther proved to have a godly and teachable spirit that also showed great strength and willing obedience. Esther's humility was markedly different from those around her, and this caused her to be elevated into the position of queen. She shows us that remaining respectful and humble, even in difficult, if not humanly impossible circumstances, often sets us up to be the vessel of untold blessing for both ourselves and others. We would do well to emulate her godly attitudes in all areas of life, but especially in trials. Not once is there a complaint or bad attitude exposed in the writing. Many times we read she won the favor of those around her. Such favor is what ultimately saved her people. We can be granted such favor as we accept even unfair persecution and follow Esther's example of maintaining a positive attitude, coupled with humility and the determination to lean on God. Who knows but that God put us in such a position just for such a time as this. I love that line and try to say it often from Esther. And I'm including the Bible Project overview video on this book. Be sure to read today's daily walk. Of all the bad luck, why did that have to happen to me? It's truly amazing how quickly we blame our setbacks in life to bad luck and credit our successes to hard work. Are you like that? That was something I once really struggled with. How do I credit God for all the good without blaming Him for all the bad? I have since come to the conclusion that Satan, not God, is responsible for the bad, although God allows them to happen to strengthen us, and that we live in a fallen world, which is full of bad things / bad people. One could argue that no good things should happen, and yet they do. Why? That's God. That's why we should be so thankful for all the good and for God's hand at work, even when the bad things happen. Tomorrow, we continue the Esther story with Esther 3 through 4. Happy reading. This episode is made possible in part by Arkansas Filter. Arkansas Filter has been serving the state of Arkansas for over 40 years. They sell and service a full suite of commercial, industrial, and residential filters. They are also one of the largest suppliers of UV lights, Gates belts, and HVAC chemicals and cleaners. They partner with HVAC and engineering firms to provide a variety of services and pride themselves on customer service both during and after the sale. For more, go to arkansasfilter.net, and we've included a link in the podcast description.